Today is Saturday, December 16th, 2017, and this...
Mike, you don't come to Las Vegas and talk to a man like Mo Green like that!
Fredo, you're my older brother, and I love you. But don't ever take sides with anyone against the family again.
Is 500 by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 628.
Las Vegas.
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
You're gonna give Daddy the Rain Man suite. Do you dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we get there by midnight?
Money, we're gonna be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Vegas, baby! Vegas!
Las Vegas is waiting.
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
Welcome to 500 by Midnight. How are you this evening?
I am well. How are you?
I am very well, too. I can tell that you're...
Exuberant.
You are exuberant. This could be an interesting podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's great. All right. We have a lot of things to talk about, too. It's going to be a fun show, I think. Before we get into news and stuff, I just want to mention a thing that I posted earlier on the Facebook group that may be of interest to listeners. Cirque du Soleil is doing a very good sale right now through the 26th of December. I got an email about it today, and I posted it on the Facebook group, and I will try to remember to post a link in the show notes, too. So through December 26th, 50% off the price of most of their show tickets for 2018 shows. The exception is O, which is 25% off instead of 50%. And they also are including Blue Man Group now that they own that entity as well. So if you're thinking about going to a show early in the, anytime in 2018 and you have your trip booked and you know when you want to go, you can get a really good deal right now on Cirque tickets if that's your thing.
How do you feel about O?
It's a good nap. Yeah. Yeah, it is. I slept well during it.
Yes, you did.
So I posted links to each of the shows. It's not like one standard discount code. So I posted the link to each of the shows in the Facebook posting, and I will link to that in the show notes too. So people who have no Facebook account, well, you're just going to have to find it on your own. I don't know where. So there's a reason to have a Facebook account.
Is there?
It's the only one. All right. So with that, let's thank some people. As I've mentioned many times in the past, this podcast is listener supported.
Yay.
Thanks to our Patreon patrons, including fine folks like Peter McDougall, Gary Fisk, Luke Lay, Brian McNulty, Jeremy Pollard, Eric Rosenthal, Daniel Pritchard, and Gordon Clark. Thank you to all those folks and everybody who supports us via Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
If you're wondering what this is about, you can visit patreon.com/500. People who support the show on an ongoing monthly basis through Patreon get some bonus content as our way of saying thank you. And we are planning to have a special live stream on the 23rd of December. We've not yet determined a time. It will be...
It will be well before the Vikings-Packers game.
Yeah, we want to have it done so we can watch the Vikings lose to the Packers. I'm very conflicted about this game because I hate both the teams.
I know.
But right now I hate the Vikings a little bit more. So we're going to be assuming that the Packers are going to win that one.
Well, it's meaningless if the Packers don't win tomorrow, though.
Yeah. Well, kind of. It is. But...
But it's always good to see...
Yeah.
It's always good to see Vikings fans' hopes crushed. Is that what I was going to say?
It's so funny. They never learn.
Sorry, Castles.
So, yeah. Keep an eye on your Patreon, on my Patreon posts. And sometime in the next few days, we'll get a time determined. Sometime in the afternoon of the 23rd. A special Christmas live stream. It'll be festive. We'll be reading a story.
Mm-hmm.
We'll try to make it a holiday story, even though it's not.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll be our gift. Our gift to our Patreon patrons. What a gift it is.
It's something.
I'm turning us both down a little bit.
Okay.
All right. I don't want to blow people's eardrums out.
No.
So there you go. Patreon.com/500 for all the details. We have a bunch of news to talk about. Some interesting things. The biggest story this week is the purchase of the Alon land, the New Frontier land, purchased by when? I'm not sure. I'm going to say, let's call it the New Frontier land, because that's the last thing that was on that piece of dirt.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Wynn has purchased it for his company, Wynn Las Vegas. This space has been empty since New Frontier closed and was done blown up. And there's no word yet on what Steve Wynn's going to do with it. He's just saying it's for future development, which is very vague. I would imagine some sort of a resort.
I would hope so.
A high-end resort, as that's what he tends to do. I don't know that he necessarily knows for sure what he's planning on doing with it, but I think that he determined he could get that land at a price that he saw as reasonable and that it was a good investment.
And it makes sense for him because he's got the two properties across the street. Yeah. And
soon
then,
to be three, because they're building another hotel as part of Paradise Park. So, yeah, he'll have a whole big chunk of land. I hate to be... Yeah, I kind of do, but... I have this bad feeling that Steve Wynn's not going to live to see whatever is built there.
Aww.
Open. I might be wrong.
I hope you're wrong.
He might have some years in front of him. I mean, look at Sheldon. Sheldon's like 145. So you never know. But I don't even know if Steve Wynn could be older than Sheldon. But Sheldon looks older than Steve.
Way older.
They both have bad dye jobs. That's all I know. When they've got that maroon old man hair.
Oh.
Yeah, never a good look.
And you'd think, you would think that, you know, the money they have, they be able to afford a little subtle coloring.
That tells me that's the best you can do once you're that age as far as coloring.
Just
so there's no point in it.
Just let the gray go, man.
Yeah, because you're going to end up with that weird, not real hair color. And mm-hmm. Yeah. So this piece of land that we are discussing has an interesting history since New Frontier was there. And the price for the land is kind of amusing. When Phil Ruffin, who now owns Treasure Island, sold that piece of property to a company called the Elod Group, he got more than $1.2 billion for it. That was
in
2007.
Oh, yeah. 2007,
before it crashed.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he sold at the right time. At that point, the plans for the property were to build a Las Vegas version of New York's Plaza Hotel.
Yep, I remember that.
Yeah, we talked about it quite a bit on this here show. Well, that did not happen. The economy tanked. One thing led to another. Those plans were dropped, and the land was sold at a tremendous loss to Crown Resorts for $280 million in 2014. And then that was going to be used for the Alon Elitist Snobatorium Resort and Casino.
Still crabby about that?
No, because it's not being built. But I think it was I'm not a fan of that, of those plans. Like, Steve Wynn's going to do something upscale with it, but it's not going to be upscale. And, oh, by the way, you're not welcome here if you're not one of our people. I'm not going to go into that again. So anyway, Steve Wynn ended up purchasing the land now for $336 million. So at least the Crown Resorts people seem to have gotten a little bit better deal on it. Although I would imagine with, you know, property taxes and stuff they're paying on it, this is still probably not a great deal for them, but at least they didn't lose a shit ton of money like the Elod Group people when they sold the land. So we'll see what Steve has planned. He always does things nicely. They're always classy properties, and I'm sure... Although, you know, you never know. There is a chance that he could...
This Paradise Park thing, though...
I know, it's going to be so hokey.
Oh, my God.
It seems like, how can that be... How can that fit really well within what he does? It seems so disjointed from what the Wynn properties typically are.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. It'll be interesting to see how that all plays out. So, yeah, construction on that begins very, very soon, and then...
On Paradise Park.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would imagine that we won't know anything about this land until...
Until that's
maybe
done, right?
Late next year. I have a feeling it'll be quite a while before he announces anything on it, but you never know. He might have some... He might have been eyeing this land for a while and...
Already had designs drawn up and everything.
You don't know. He may have, you know, he may have suspected that A-Line was not going to happen and that he would be able to get this land at a discount later on, so... There you go. Some other news on the North Strip. The long dormant Fontainebleau project now has a new name. There are still no announced plans for what's going to happen with that property and that project.
Well, that's great.
However, the new owners have announced, well, they haven't really announced. They've just started referring to it as something different. And I don't think this will be like the name that it ends up having. It's just the working name because they don't know what it's going to be. or they aren't ready to announce it. So the Review Journal is reporting that the developer has begun referring to it in documents filed with Clark County as Project Blue, which I think should be spelled B-L-E-W.
I think it should be Project Blow because it's continuing to blow. It's not past tense.
That's true.
It still blows.
It still does blow. But it is not. It's the color blue.
Mm-hmm.
So this tells us nothing other than if you hear us refer to Project Blue, that's what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. So there you go. As a it could be Project Bleh. They could have just gone with the B-L-E-A-U or Project Blah.
Blah.
That would work too.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully sometime in 2018, though, they will actually announce what their plans are and begin working on it.
Yeah.
So far,
can you do something with that behemoth at the north end of the strip, please? That'd be nice.
Something. All right. Project Blue is not the only new thing, the only new name in Las Vegas this week.
Yeah.
Something else is getting a new name. MGM Resorts announced that when the San Antonio Spurs WNBA team moves to Las Vegas, it's going to be called the Las Vegas Aces. How do you feel about the name?
I approve.
A lot of people approve.
The logo looks nice.
Very popular decision.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people were hoping for something like this with the hockey team that ended up being the Vegas Golden Knights, which I think has grown on some of us a little bit.
Oh, it's grown on me.
But mainly because they're winning. And
yeah, you know, and they're fun to watch. And they've been a good, like, just the timing of them starting with some of the stuff that happened in the city. It's brought the city together, and it's been a lot better than I ever could have predicted.
Same here. But I think a lot of people wanted the gambling theme or something a little more Vegas-y, and Las Vegas Aces is a fantastic name for a sports team.
However,
it's a really good logo.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is it's a WNBA team, so...
Unless you're really into the WNBA. Some people are.
I know, fantastic. Good for you.
Yeah.
But, you know...
Which is great.
It's like, oh, hey, the WNBA team has a really great name and logo. I'm still never going to watch it because it's the WNBA and it's a horrible, horrible sporting product.
Oh.
It is. If you can choose between, like, entertaining, fast-paced basketball and what the WNBA does, you make the choice. So, MGM...
Like, I want to support it. I mean, I want to...
Why?
Because I want more...
Ladies' sports?
Yes, I do. Women's sports to be
I know, that would be lovely, but it's boring as fuck. Have you ever tried to watch a WNBA game?
Yeah.
Ugh.
I mean, I want it to be... I don't know.
I know. I wish it was entertaining, but it's not.
I want to support
it. It's like the soccer of basketball. I don't know what that
means.
Let's see how many sports we can enter. I can't... Oh, people are going to be... I'm going to get so much hate because people who are into the WNBA are really into the WNBA.
Which is cool. I support... People who are into the WNBA, I support you in your WNBA-ness.
Into, but it's boring as shit.
But you are not going to watch it.
No, a lot of people aren't going to watch it. Well, then the other announcement from MGM Resorts is that their resorts will not be accepting bets on Aces games, and that affects absolutely no one because who's betting on WNBA games? Oh my God, how much of a degenerate do you have to be to bet on WNBA games? That's like minor league baseball betting or spring training games.
Anyway,
I like the name,
and I like the logo.
500@gmail.com, or I usually direct my hate mail to Hunter, but I'm not going to do that.
No.
I know, good for them, but it doesn't change my opinion. I'm not going to be like, oh, hey, let's check that out. I'm never going to go to a game.
I think I've watched a couple Lynx playoff games. I'm happy that they've won.
I know. We have the world champion Lynx here multiple times.
They're like the winningest Minnesota sports team in the last decade.
And you know what? Who cares? It's still boring.
It's nice to have something that wins, though.
I mean, other than going, oh, good for them. It's not like the whole city. We can pretend the whole city rallies behind them. That doesn't really happen.
But a lot of people do.
I wonder if they've ever had a sellout. I'm guessing never. They've never filled Target Center. Because it's boring as shit. It's a bad sports product. They're the best at what they can do.
Mm-hmm.
But what they can do is boring compared to other things you could watch.
So you're not a fan of the WNBA
is what I'm picking up here. I'm not saying they shouldn't be allowed to do what they do. I'm glad that there's a place for them to make a living doing that. I just don't want to watch it.
You're digging a really big hole, I think. I don't know.
I don't think I am. All right. Should we move along?
Yes.
Other, you look like you're kind of mad at me.
No, I just...
You're disappointed in me?
No, I'm not disappointed. I'm just conflicted because, like, I want to like the product more than I do and I want to support it.
I'd love it if it was good. It's just not.
But, yeah, I'm not going to be a hypocrite and say, oh, I'm the hugest fan.
I'm not going to pretend that it's entertaining when it's not just because, I mean, oh, I feel like I should support this. Well, great then. Give me something to support.
I think it's good that it exists.
Mm-hmm. It's fine.
But I'm not going to go to it.
No.
But I think it's, like I said, I think it's...
I don't wish them ill. It's just boring. Like, all right, moving along.
Should I get you some merch for Christmas?
That hate mail. Please make your subject line real obvious when you send me the hate mail so I don't have to open it.
Oh, I want to read it.
I'll forward it to you.
Please, do.
All right. There's a new show coming to Paris, Las Vegas. It's a replacement for the soon-to-be-closed Circus 1903 that we discussed a couple weeks ago. It's called Inferno, the Fire Spectacular. How do you feel about that?
The name is way more exciting than what the show's going to be.
I don't know, you know?
I mean, there is the possibility of somebody getting set on fire.
I don't know, there's going to be some, at the very least, I would imagine there will be some light singeing. The show opens on January 24th. This is not a new show, but it is new to Las Vegas and to North America. It has toured Europe and Asia, or so they report. We get these things a lot with Las Vegas shows. Like, I think that show that opened at Rio, that water show called Wow, I think there were reports that that had toured Europe.
What?
It's because
I don't even remember this.
Nobody's verifying it. It's like saying we're big in Belgium.
Mm-hmm.
No offense to our Belgian listeners, but... You know, when they put in the press release, oh, it's toured extensively in Europe and Asia. Okay, we all just accept it. Nobody's searching for tour dates. I suppose there's probably some YouTube videos.
Anyway, toured Europe and Asia could mean anything. Like, it could be an extensive tour. It could be, like, three dates.
You don't know. They could have been club dates and not, like, big...
Theater dates,
Yeah. The show features pyro and fire, which is the same thing, and aerial performances. And aerial performers executing fire-related stunts and illusions.
Hmm.
This could liven up Chris Angel's show if they'd add some fire to it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Burn off his beard?
Soak him in gasoline and...
Oh, no.
9:30 show, tickets are...
I don't wish him harm.
No, we don't wish anybody harm.
You just wish a little light singeing?
I wish him season tickets for the WNBA games. 9:30 show with tickets starting at $53 plus fees and taxes. Available now through Ticketmaster if you are so inclined. Hopefully it will last longer than Circus 1903. What if they just took Circus 1903's performers and gave them some torches?
It's a go-to.
Let's just give it a new name. Good luck, guys. Trying to light those fake elephants on fire. Some other show news. Jennifer Lopez is ending her run at Planet Hollywood. Her last dates are in September, so you still have some time to see her if you are so inclined to see Jennifer Lopez in Las Vegas.
September 2018.
Because 2017 has already passed. It would be weird if
I'm losing track of time right now. And it's not just the alcohol. It's just this year has started to accelerate, which is good.
I know. This year can eat a butt.
Yeah.
All right. A couple restaurant opening dates have been announced. Hell's Kitchen at Caesar's Palace is opening on January 26th. Ooh. So that is coming up very quickly. That's in the old Serendipity 3 space, mm-hmm. which has been completely remodeled. And then downtown, the restaurant called Eureka that is going into the old coffee shop space across from El Cortez.
Ah, the Beat?
Yes, the Beat. That is opening on February 12th. That has been closed for a long time, and it's about damn time they get that place opened.
Yes.
I hope that they accept El Cortez food comps because
that'd be cool.
I could actually use mine then.
Yeah, because not going to Siegel's 1941. No.
Although, if they accept them at Naked City Pizza,
yes.
we can use them there, which I think they do.
Could. Let's do that.
All right.
The next time we're there, let's do that.
Maybe. Well, I think to get the food comps, we have to be staying at El Cortez. So next time we stay at El Cortez or have a room book there, we will. All right. A new restaurant is coming to Tropicana. They have been trying to revamp their restaurant lineup. Much needed. They've had very limited dining options for quite a while. It's been a little sad. They have announced that Red Lotus Asian Kitchen will open sometime in early 2018 as an addition to their restaurant lineup. So they've got Robert Irvine, they've got a new buffet, things are happening down there at Tropicana. It's about damn time. Something else opening soon. You have experienced the popular blowout salon. Is that the proper way to refer to Dry Bar?
Sure.
All right. So you go and you have your hair done.
You
no cut, no cutting.
No. They wash it, they dry it, they curl it.
Okay, just styling.
Yep.
All right, I got it. The current location that you have visited is at Miracle Mile Shops. Mm-hmm. They're opening another one across the street at Cosmopolitan. It's opening in mere weeks, December 29th.
Yay.
So if you want to go get a blowout, Cosmo is the place.
All right.
Finally, an interesting story this week.
If you're too lazy to cross the street, go to Cosmo. And if you're on that side of the street.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It is kind of odd that they're so close together, but.
Yeah. It's kind of like having a Starbucks across the street from a Starbucks. Yeah.
A little bit more distance, you know, I suppose. Mm-hmm. But I bet they'll be fine.
Oh, I think so. Locations. I think so.
All right. Interesting story this week. The latest of the many sexual harassment celebrity things.
Celebrity that have been going groping down. Issues.
Yeah, celebrity gropings.
You see somebody's name on Twitter trending and you're like, did they die or did they grope somebody?
I had that happen. I saw somebody's name come up. I think somebody just posted, oh no, not so-and-so. And I'm like, oh my God, he's dead. And I'm like, oh no, he's just an asshole. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So the latest asshole is Mario Batali, the celebrity chef who has multiple restaurants in Las Vegas. He was accused and he admitted to being a sexual harasser.
And serial groper.
I haven't paid attention to the specific aspects of his sexual harassment. Mm-hmm. I just know that he said, yes, the things that have been said
are true.
Mirror things I have done in my life.
I am a jackass.
He has stepped away from his company and his co-hosting gig on that horrible piece of shit daytime show called The Chew, which is just like The View with different hosts. And I flip past that show because I'm home during the day. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes I'll take a break from working and I'll forget to turn off TV or I'll turn it on. And
be like, oh yeah, daytime TV is horrible.
Oh my God, it is such a wasteland. And this one is among the most unwatchable things I've ever come across. I may have lasted on the show like 45 seconds mm-hmm. before just knowing there's no way anything about this is appealing. Horrible. I'm not their target audience, I guess. Based on the commercials, the target audience are people who have had horrible injuries in auto accidents mm-hmm. and had to call Ask Gary. People who have mesothelioma, whatever yep. the fuck that is. And yeah, that's about it.
Yep.
Those are your people who need catheters. That's another one. A lot of old people. People mm-hmm. have had horrible accidents that have disfigured them. They apparently like the Chew, based on what I'm seeing.
Okay.
So there's been some speculation about what Mario Batali's stepping away from his company and his accusations mean for the new Italy project that is going to be taking over a large amount of space at Monte Carlo, soon to be Park MGM. As we mentioned, the majority of restaurants have closed, and Italy is sort of a multi-restaurant complex, in addition to being like a market where you can buy a bunch of food and stuff. It's a big thing, and they've put all of their eggs in the Italy basket. So I know there's been some speculation that, you know, maybe Italy will never happen. I think that is highly unlikely. I think it will proceed and it will be opening as scheduled.
You're calling bullshit?
I am calling bullshit on the Italy will not open at Park MGM theories. A couple reasons. One, he's a minority owner of that business. Mm. He's not like the sole owner. I think stepping away from the business, at least temporarily, is probably enough to quell like protests or anything like that. The other thing is that other locations have already dealt with this. They've pulled anything with his name or likeness off the shelves. They're not selling that anymore. They're trying to distance themselves from him, even though he is one of the minority owners that has been tied to that property.
Do you need me to go get my iPad to get the email, or can you pull that up on your phone that he sent out? Because it was something.
Yeah, I think we can probably find it on here. Here, you can
find it.
No word on whether or not there will be any effect on his restaurants at Venetian. As you may recall, he has currently three restaurants, Otto, Carnivino, and B&B Ristorante. I don't know. I haven't seen any statement from Venetian. I think they're just trying to hope that it blows over and they'll continue going about their business. It's hard to say how long of a time frame these things will affect businesses and restaurants and things like that. So I don't know. We'll find out. Have you found it?
I have found
it. All right. So Mario Batali issued a pseudo apology today or yesterday, and it is amazing. I don't think we need to read the whole thing.
No.
The key part is he apologizes. He says he regrets his actions.
Like, as many of you know, this week there's been some news coverage about some of my past behavior. I've made many mistakes, and I am so very sorry that I've disappointed my friends, my family, my fans, and my team.
Blah, blah, blah,
my behavior was wrong, and there are no excuses. I take full responsibility. something, Italian food, sharing the joy. I will work to regain your trust. P.S.
P.S. There's the a P.S. Part. There's a P.S. on his note. If you have not seen it, it is magical. Please read us Mario Batali's P.S. to his sincere admission to wrong, being wrong, and apology. His P.S. reads as follows.
In case you're searching for a holiday-inspired breakfast, these pizza dough cinnamon rolls are a fan favorite.
And there's a link to a recipe. It's so bizarre.
Why?
Why would you do that?
Why? Why?
It's like, if you thought this was sincere, here's a PS to ensure that I'm still not.
Yeah, skeevy.
It's so bizarre.
Fraudulent motherfucker.
I sincerely regret my actions, but I don't regret these fantastic cinnamon rolls. They're great. What could he possibly have been thinking by sending that out? Who are his advisors that said, that's great. Send it out like that. That's a great idea. Add in the fucking cinnamon roll recipe at the end for good measure.
Yeah. No.
You know what else I like to put my hands all over? These gooey, delicious cinnamon rolls. What the fuck are you thinking?
I still like your first reaction. Sorry, I was a groper. Here's some pastries.
Pretty much. Oh, God. The world is so weird. There are only a few things that can make things better right now, and one of them is this.
I am Siegfried, and I'm Roy. Our white lions and white tigers join us in wishing you a magical holiday season.
And a special New Year's with all your dreams coming true.
Oh, that's the palate cleanser I needed at that moment.
Our white tiger in the living room sure chowing down on his new toy. I'm very excited about that.
Good. It keeps him quiet. Mm-hmm. We have some phone calls this week.
Yay.
Well, some of them are a few weeks old, but that doesn't matter here. Let's take them. Let's see what our listeners have to say. We have a weird, it's not even that weird, but as people may remember, I had to switch voicemail lines because Skype was being stupid. So I switched services.
And did you?
The downside to the current service is that it limits calls to 3 minutes and then cuts them off abruptly.
Mm-hmm.
And usually calls come in under 3 minutes. Sometimes they come in over. Sometimes I use them. Sometimes I don't. This week we have, I think, 3 different calls where people got cut off. They exceeded the 3 minutes, but they called back and had just a quick little ending. So I'm going to play their full multi-call
thing. Did you edit it together?
No,
did you
I'm far too lazy to edit it together. I have done that in the past, but this time I'm just like, man, fuck it. If there was one, I would do it, but 3, I'm like, oh God, I have to stuff.
Can I be philosophical for a second?
Into this show. Is it about Mario Batali's cinnamon rolls?
No, it's about fucks and giving fucks and not giving fucks.
Oh, that kind of fucks. Okay.
Christmas
fucks?
Yeah, I suppose I should have clarified after you said Mario Batali. But anyway, I feel like for a lot of my early years, I gave too many fucks, and I'm experiencing a fuck deficit right now.
Oh, I thought you were going to say some sort of a fuck renaissance.
Oh, no. I
a lack of fuck renaissance?
I have no fucks to give right now.
I don't know if I agree with that.
Yeah?
Yeah, because you were backtracking on my WNBA comments.
Oh, you're right. You're right. I was giving fucks to the WNBA.
You're trying to protect me more than anything. Probably. You just don't want to... You know that I'm going to get backlash for that one.
Yeah. But I do, in general...
Somebody's going to compare me to Mario Batali just because I don't like women's basketball. Just watch.
You're a sexist pig, too.
Yeah, well, not like that.
That's a ringing endorsement of yourself.
No, I just... Go ahead. Say what you want about me.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. As you get older, you just find yourself giving fewer fucks, and it's liberating.
I appreciate your liberation.
And I wish I had given fewer fucks earlier in life.
It's a good place to be. I think it's an age thing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. I don't know.
No, I think there are some people who are just continuing to dish out fucks. Like, I have to be the perfect hostess, or I have to be
liberal your liberal use of fucks this week.
I'm earning our explicit tag
really
this week, honey.
I know. I hope. We haven't had
someone call in and complain about the profanity about the show in a while.
Yeah, remember that one guy who was like super, what's the word? The guy who put the long email together explaining all of the reasons in why we shouldn't curse on the show.
I don't remember this because I do not give a fuck.
No, this is a long time ago. And then I said, you know what, I think I'm curious to know what our listeners think about that. And then we had all the calls for like several weeks of
people being just super profane. It was awesome.
Like, yeah, I think that dude disappeared. Probably not the show for him. Okay, so where are we? We're going to play some phone calls, right? All right.
Hey, 500, here's my trip report. And let's start it with, we went to Andiamo's down at the deep.
Yum.
Starting with the downtown areas. Went to the bar for just meatball and a glass of wine, which is great. Thanksgiving night, though, we had steak and lobster. The important part about that is the steak was cooked to perfection. I like somewhere between a medium rare and a medium, and they had it right on spot. Can't say enough. Always love Andiamo's. Never had anything bad there. Good thing about this trip also is we followed that with two chili dog chaser at 1 a.m.
Nice.
So, yeah, great evening. Chartwell's happy hour at Gold.
I'm going to pause that for a second.
Yes, because I have thoughts. Go ahead.
That's Vegas for you.
Yeah.
You know what? Have a steak dinner. A couple hours later, fucking chili cheese dog.
But they're both delicious.
They are both delicious. It's like there's no shame in that.
And
it's
Las Vegas. I just ate, and I could use an Andiamo meatball right now.
I could go for a chili cheese. Well, in an hour, I could go for a chili cheese dog. Mm. But that's, I love that aspect of Vegas. Like, really nice dinner. But then what the hell? Let's slum it. There's this wide range, and you can enjoy all of it.
I need drunk food. Yeah.
Yep. I love that.
But I mean, I'll eat chili cheese dog sober. I don't care.
Shit, yeah.
One thing she mentioned about the cooking, like there are some restaurants where you have to be like, all right, I want it a certain temperature, but I have to either go above or below that to get what I want. And it's nice to know that she got exactly what she wanted.
That is excellent. All right, moving on. She's talking about Chart House at Golden Nugget now.
Nugget is always a good time, 4 to 6, giant fish tank, which we love to watch. Great value for the things on the menu, which is something outside of just your typical pizza and hot dog and quick food that's inexpensive. So great option for folks. We also went to the demolition site of Las Vegas Club. It is stanky. It was absolutely horrible, but it's cool to watch. I posted a pic on the 500 Facebook page for those that haven't seen it yet. Main Street Station. Oops.
That's to be expected because
Las Vegas Club was stanky.
It was stanky.
I would expect some of the aura from the place to still have stench.
Yes, they're releasing. Imagine the things that are released as they tear that place down.
That place stunk. It was not good.
No, not good at all.
No. And also, I will try not to refer to Chart House as Chart House.
Good for you. I'm glad that you have that. That's your line? That's the line you're not going to cross is referring to it as Chart House?
I guess.
All right.
Oh, you never know.
All right. All right, back to Wendy. She's talking about Main Street Station.
We got to see Oleg and Jose. They are our regulars for us. That was good. I won the big Kahuna Slot tournament for a whopping $45, which was a fun time. We met some great people. Always recommend doing that. While we were at the bar, though, one time where we had several wins throughout the trip, that was our winningest joint. We heard some excitement behind us, and we turned around and looked, and the lady behind us had 4 aces and a kicker on playing some video poker, which we were all excited until we saw that she only had a 1 bet.
Those people.
Bet. Oh my gosh. People at the bar turned around in excitement for her, saw the 1 bet, and then turned back around and groaned, and that situation was over.
Rightly so.
All right.
You know what? If you're going to play, play how you want to play. I don't care, but.
All right. Here's the thing.
Learn what you're
play
doing.
Play max bet. If you're playing quarter, be comfortable playing max bet at quarter. If you're not comfortable playing max bet at quarter, go down to nickel and play max bet there.
Yes. And if you need the reasons why, buy a video poker book. There are lots of reasons why. I won't go into all of them. You can probably find out on Wizard of Odds why this is a good idea as well. All right. You're losing a lot of potential money. By not playing full. And not just... anyway, I don't want to go into it. But anyway, learn how to play video poker if you're going to play it regularly. You will be doing yourself a favor. You will play for longer. You will play better. Blah, blah, blah.
I rarely play nickel video poker anymore. I used to be...
Our little baby's all grown up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm a quarter gal now.
Yep. Meanwhile, I'm a complete degenerate, alternating between 50 centers and dollar.
That's okay.
I know. 50 cent is my sweet spot. I love playing 50 cent triple play.
Yeah.
I know those are big bets and people are like, holy shit, that's a lot. But the thing about 50 cent triple play, about playing triple play is you rarely are losing on all 3 lines. So
yeah. I'll go down to like nickel and dime for triple play because quarter triple play is still a little too rich for my blood.
I'm a degenerate fuck. I know.
No, you're just a degenerate.
I know. Okay, back to the lovely Wendy.
So don't be that one bet person. El Cortez had to stop there. Had $50 in birthday free play. My birthday was a couple days before we went out there. Also had another $10 for an Allegiant boarding pass thing that they do. And somehow got $25 in free play. So had $85 in free play. Did not win a cent. Came away with a big fat zero. But the husband got 6-6 match in Keno for a $400 win, which was absolutely wonderful. On the strip, Top Golf was our first experience. We were there first thing in the morning, no alcohol in our system, only coffee, and we had an absolute blast. Highly recommend that. Went over to Ellis Island. It had a cool neighborhood bar feel. Again, my first experience. Food was great, huge portions, reasonable prices. Recommend that. Matt King over at Harrah's, went to that. Great show. Lots of kids there, though. Mac has a lot of adult humor, so I'm not sure why you take kids to that or to Vegas in general, but that's a whole different podcast, I suppose. Went to Frankie's Tiki Room. I love, love, love that place. I would love that as my corner bar. First bartender we had was either high or drunk, not sure what. Hey, 500, it's me again, Wendy in Illinois. So we went to Frankie's Tiki Room, and I absolutely love that place. I would love it as my corner bar. The first bartender we had was questionable. They had a shift change right away, which is great, because then we had bartender Mike, who was fantastic. The only thing that surprised me about the place is somebody came in, sat down a couple seats from us, and ordered a Miller Lite.
What? Why?
That didn't sit right with me. It's a rum joint. Drink something rum. I don't get it. It's Frankie's. Drink the rum.
Or if you're going to have a beer, not Miller Lite.
Don't have water.
No.
Went to the Neon Museum, the Boneyard there. Our tour guide was Mitch. Great tour. The only thing that we didn't realize was you need to have an appointment if you want to get in right when you get there. We were just a walk-in. They had one ticket available at a tour that started 5 minutes from when we arrived. They squeezed us both in. They were very accommodating and very nice about it. Otherwise, we would have had to have waited an hour in order to get on the next tour. So plan ahead and call in advance. The last thing that I have is we used Lyft for our entire trip. Lyft was fantastic. Prices were great, except the first time we used Lyft Line. And we weren't quite sure exactly what that was. Picked it because we weren't sure, so we thought we'd try it. Bad idea. We picked up one guy who got in the car with us. We got in after him. We dropped off guy A at the Best Western Casino Royale. We were heading downtown. This was from the airport to the downtown. So Rider A gets off at the Best Western Casino Royale. We are now going down to the Golden Nugget. And along the way, there's a ride pickup. Somebody calls in. He has to stop. So we stop. We go to the designated pickup. These people are not there. He's obligated to wait 1 minute and 30 seconds for these people to show up. He calls them. They don't show up. They're not at the right spot. He has to wait. So we sit. Then we get in the car and we get going. If another rider beeps into his app, he has to stop and pick them up. And if their location is between us and our destination, he has to then drop them off. So you keep getting interrupted with all these other riders with pickups and drop-offs and stuff. So totally not worth the effort for that. It took us longer to get there than if we had just taken the bus or some other form of transportation, just Lyft, regular ride to get there. So that was the only downside of Lyft. Other than that, it was very good. The entire trip was very good, and one of the highlights is me calling in for this review. I absolutely love you guys, so thanks for all that you do. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks
for
the call.
Thank you for calling. That was awesome.
All of the information. Yes. Very good call.
What was the Lyft thing?
Lyft Line. So it's Uber has something like that too, where it's a shared ride thing.
Okay,
it's
cheaper. Don't do that.
No, I'd rather watch my own conception than do
that. That was good information. Oh my God, what? Wow.
I do not have any desire to share. No.
Yeah.
No, I'm not down with that.
I didn't even know that was a thing, but now I know it's a thing and I know to avoid it thanks to Wendy.
Yes. It's a little cheaper, not that much cheaper to justify doing it.
Oh, I like Frankie's.
I know Frankie's is great. We might have to add that to the list for our next trip.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we've been talking a lot lately about the conversion of Monte Carlo to Park MGM. This next caller has some thoughts on that.
Hello, Michelle and Tim.
Hello.
This is Ray from Los Angeles. And I'm calling about my visit to the Park MGM a.k.a. Monte Carlo. I visited actually during the week of Thanksgiving, which is a great time to visit Vegas because it's not super crowded everywhere, and it's just a lot easier to get around.
I agree.
But anyway, when I went to the park, MGM, as they're going to eventually be calling it, it's just a disaster in there. They are in the middle of renovating the place, and it's terrible. But I got friendly with one of the slot attendants, who actually took me around and showed me different parts of what they're doing in there. And I have to say, from the parts that I saw, it was pretty impressive. First of all, I know you guys went down there not too long ago. I'm not sure if you actually went through the Monte Carlo or not, but I must say that the front desk area where you register is first class. Very new, very modern looking. I visited two restaurants, the Vet Steakhouse, which when you walk inside, you'd never know it from the outside, but when you walk inside, it is again first class, five star, very beautiful inside. It's a steakhouse. I guess it's where their other restaurant used to be, where it had an open floor to the casino. But anyway, that place was really impressive. This slot attendant person also took me to another restaurant called Primrose. And again, very impressive, very nice. I think they serve some sort of French type food in there. But what really impressed me was I got a chance to go through kind of to their patio area, and I saw this actual barbecue charcoal thing that they were putting charcoal in. And so they're going to have some legitimate smoked food. So anyway, another big thing that they're adding, and again, is all this under construction, they said that they're adding Eataly, you know, that Italian marketplace, and that looks to be huge. It looks like it's going to occupy the front of this property that faces the strip, and so they're investing heavily in that. I think with the changes that I saw, it's going to change this casino from, like, the three-star Monte Carlo to possibly a four-star. The only problem is that it's still going to look like Monte Carlo, even though they're getting rid of the sign up at the very top. It's going to look like Monte Carlo. I don't know. They can't do much to the rooms, but the facade's going to look like Monte Carlo, so they may not be able to get through that. So anyway, there's my report, guys. Merry Christmas.
All right, back at you. Thank you
for that.
Thank you. Appreciate that. I'm very curious to see how it all looks when it's done.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like it's been under construction forever. It's a major project. And I hope it's nice. You know, we're losing a value property. It's going to be a lot more expensive, but I hope it's nice.
I do too.
Okay, moving along.
Hello, Tim. Hello, Michelle. Good to see you at the Vegas Nerd Society gathering. Haven't been calling up very much because I haven't been going to Vegas as much. And then there were years like this year where I ended up in the city three times in a row. Just a quick update. In the past, I have highly recommended that people go visit the Julian Serrano restaurant inside of the Aria complex. It used to serve good food. It used to serve tapas food. And I then said, it's like building your own tasting menu full of deliciousness. Well, I have now revisited the restaurant 3 years later, and it is a faint ghost of what it used to be. The shrimps were overcooked. The gumbo sauce was not red and fiery, garlicky, but not fiery. The croquettes were okay, but had some very weird cartilage meat in the center of each of them, and that was just a nasty thing I was not expecting. And the albondigas meatballs were just flat. And so, yeah, I really liked this place 3 years ago. It feels like they're totally mailing in and they don't care anymore. And if you want to eat okay food on small plates and be charged a premium, you can go there. Otherwise, I'm sure that there's going to be a better offering elsewhere. So it's really about the decline of a great place. And occasionally, we should mark when that happens in this show. Okay, bye.
Consider it marked.
Yes.
That's Chris from Santa Cruz. I could tell from his voice.
Mm-hmm. We went there a long, long time ago. Like
I think twice.
Yeah.
But it's been, was it twice? I don't
I
know.
Think it was, it's been it a might long, have been just once.
It's been a long time.
It was good fine. When we went, but it's been a long time, and I could understand the quality going downhill.
Well, thank you for reporting on how it is now compared to how it used to be.
I would recommend Haleo as a substitute.
Good,
also,
good recommendation.
Jose Andres, doing some nice humanitarian work.
It's true.
Yep.
Okay. Next up.
Hello, Tim. Hello, Michelle. Hello, five Hyundai's. Strickland from Baltimore, also
hello.
Known as one of the nice guys. Yes, that's right. You got the pronunciation wrong. It's the nice guys, not the nice guys.
It's the Nietzsche. Anyway, isn't it the Nietzsche guys?
This is a very late trip call. I was lucky enough to do three trips in about 3 months over the summer to Vegas and all kinds of interesting stuff because I stayed at two new places that I had never stayed at before during the trip. One of them was the Link, which was actually really pretty nice, especially for the price. Great location, obviously, right in the center of the strip. Really pretty decent. And I love the whole Link strip there by the High Roller. That was totally a lot of fun. And, of course, O'Shea's is always great, which is right inside and connected now. Ate at the In-N-Out Burger for the first time, and I don't see what the big deal is. Obviously, there's about a million burger places in Vegas now, but everybody raves about In-N-Out Burger. I just don't get it. There is a barbecue place right there in the Link Promenade thing there, too, that is kind of amazing, and I ate there twice, and I can't remember the name of it now, damn.
Virgil's.
But anyway, so second place I stayed, MGM. Amazingly, as many times as I've been, I've never stayed at MGM Grand before, and it was about what I expected. It's huge and easy to get lost in, and there's just nothing distinctive about it, and I cannot not recommend MGM enough. I don't think I will ever go back and stay there again. I stayed in, I think it was the West Tower, which is their old rooms. And the room was fine, but just the whole experience of the whole location was just lame. And then my other trip, I stayed at Caesars, which is not one of my favorite places, but I stayed in the mid, it was so long ago, I can't even remember. It was the mid tower. It wasn't the cheap tower, but it was the second tower. And it was interesting because some buddies of mine stayed in the Monster Octavius Tower, whatever the high-end one was, exactly the same room. I think I got an upgraded room in the middle tower, but all exactly the same furnishings. Their room might have been a slight bit bigger.
I'm going to guess that he stayed in the Palace Tower because that was just renovated.
Mm-hmm.
And those are large rooms. It's been around a while. It's hard to say because they have,
50 towers?
47 towers, I think, last count at Caesars. But I'm going to guess maybe the Palace Tower.
Mm-hmm.
They were definitely in, the super uber Octavius Tower standard room. I was in the middle tower, slightly upgraded room. Exactly the same thing. Don't pay the monster extra money. I think my room is actually closer. Last thing, High Roller. I was with a bunch of buddies my last trip, and we did the High Roller for the beer car, and it was really pretty damn fun. Tim, I'm with you. I'm like, if I want a great view, I'll just go up to the Stratosphere or something, right? But, with the beer car, it was entertaining. If you got a whole bunch of fun people to hang out with, we had a great bartender. It was a lot of fun. So I kind of recommend it if you're with friends and having a good time. Keep up the great work, guys. Love you all so much. Oh, and by the way, Siegfried and Roy, I am a big proponent. I can't wait to hear Siegfried and Roy and their holiday cheer. I actually saw them 15 years ago, probably. It was really a pretty good show. I mean, it was kind of Strickland from Baltimore calling back. Oh, God, I'm embarrassed. I can't believe I rambled for 3 minutes. But, I am calling back anyway. Last thing, I saw Ka. I've seen tons of Cirque shows out in Vegas. Most of them I really like. Ka looked really cool with the whole huge board thing. I was kind of bored. I actually almost fell asleep. So I'm in the Tim group, I guess, falling asleep at a Cirque show. So can't recommend Ka. Last thing, at Cosmo, I don't know if anybody's a fan of the movie Airplane. They have an older slot machine, a single airplane slot machine, way back hiding in the back corner of Cosmo that I loved. I didn't make any money on it. The bonus round is really what's fun, but it is very deep into the movie. Lots of movie quotes and lots of movie sounds and silliness. So if you like Airplane and like You're Drunk One Night, definitely go find it at Cosmo. So, Tim, do you like Gladiator movies? Have you ever seen a grown man naked? I just want to say we're all counting on you. Thanks, guys. Please keep up the great work.
All right. Thanks for the call, and don't call me Shirley. All right. I've not played that. I've seen it. I've not played it.
I would like to play that.
I might have to play it.
I like the movie.
Yep, it's a good movie. All righty. And for Strickland.
I am Siegfried.
And I'm Roy. Our white lions and white tigers join us in wishing you a magical holiday season.
And a special New Year's with all your dreams coming true.
Doesn't that make the holidays? Don't you just feel Christmassy when you listen to that?
It makes the holidays something.
Makes me feel so festive.
Mm-hmm.
Some people like their eggnog. Some people like their Christmas music.
I like about a cup of eggnog, and then I'm good for a year.
I'm good with like one cup every 1,400 years. Not a nog fan. I don't want frothy.
No?
No.
I it's like frothy goodness.
Cup of jizz. It's gross.
No.
No thanks.
It's not.
All right. Next up.
Good morning. This is Jeremy from New Hampshire finishing up my trip. Sadly, back in New Hampshire with snow. I was finishing up. I left off with Ellis Island. Definitely, I could see why people might be scared away by that. A little rough around the edges. Definitely meet some characters there that you don't necessarily would run into at some of the fancier hotels on the Strip. Love the place, though. Great table lodge, great pay tables on the PP machines. Inexpensive food. Worth the $5, lift ride over there. Also went to Mandalay Bay. Wanted to support them after everything. Did actually get to utilize the great tool that one of the members of the group created, that happy hour sheet. Went to the House of Blues. Food perfectly fine. Wasn't standout, but I definitely wanted to support there and played a little in the casino. Made our way down to in the convention center, one of the cowboy markets that they had. Apparently there was three set up, and this was the smallest of the one, which I would have liked to have seen those other two. Moving on, did see George Strait. George is phenomenal, as always. It was really more excited. I've seen George probably three or four times, but really excited to see the arena. The arena, once you got past the checkpoint, went pretty smoothly. Obviously a real impressive arena. Real kind of the incline on that for viewing is really impressive, but I did notice quite a few people stumbling up the stairs, which you normally see at a concert, but I think because of the incline and maybe some libations, people were having a little bit more difficult time going up and down these stairs. Other than that, only other thing I'll leave you guys with is really enjoyed my experience once again. Was traveling with a first-timer, and it was kind of neat to see it through her eyes as well. So I think sometimes we take these things for granted, and then you go with somebody who's never seen it, and they're blown away, and it kind of reignites my passion and ignites their passion. So everybody wants to go back and stay at the Cosmo. So wonderful. Thank you, guys. Enjoy the rest of your day.
All right. Thank you for that report. Appreciate it. And finally, we're going to wrap it up with a couple calls from
Tim, Michelle, how the hell are you?
Great, super great.
It's good to hear. It's Mark from Atlanta just checking back in. I talked to you guys last week after the lengthy flight delays trying to get from Atlanta to Vegas for my buddy Drew's 40th birthday. I want to give you a quick recap of the trip. I finally got in at about 1:30 Vegas time on Friday night. And, losing that much time throws the entire weekend off. We still had a great time, but I felt like I spent the entire weekend just trying to play catch up. We had a bunch of events planned for his birthday. The good folks at the Plaza, and they invited us to come out and watch one of the NFR after party bands. We weren't able to do that. We weren't able to take advantage of the limo. So we spent a lot of time trying to play catch up, but all in all, it was a great time. A couple of recaps. Again, downtown Grand, great place. It's amazing that even though the casino was never really busy, it was crowded, but never busy. But the hotel remains busy enough, and busy enough that they're building a new tower. So I just got to assume that conventioners and, non-gaming travelers in for work like the convenience of downtown without the gaming aspect. But and Drew stayed over at the Golden Gate, and he really enjoyed it. And he actually was very impressed with his first time there at how close the room was to the casino floor. As far as the food goes, like I said, I'm not a foodie, but we did bounce around a little bit and had some food at Freedom Beat, really good place inside of downtown Grand. And they have plenty of coupons available, too, which helps. The D Grill at the D, completely unacceptable service there. We sat down on Sunday morning, and it was a good crowd, but we waited for over 10 minutes just to get someone to come and take a drink order. Mm. And I get it. They're busy, and they're probably understaffed. But, that's, be prepared for the weekend, especially when, all the Cowboys in town for the NFR. So had we not had a free meal for breakfast on Sunday, we would have walked out of the D-Grill. Pizza Rock, holy crap, friggin' loved it. The vibe, the food, everything at Pizza Rock was right on. I really enjoyed that place. And I mentioned it earlier, White Castle, no. Stay away. Your stomach will thank you the next day.
And as far as your
gaming went, like I said, Downtown Grand was fun. Had a great time. You never really had to wait for a table or a seat at any of the tables. El Cortez, here's what I love about El Cortez. The crowd gets younger, but the music stays the same. They still blast out that 50s and 60s music. Makes me laugh. The Golden Gate, you know, the expansion, I guess I was expecting a little bit more. Maybe that's my own problem for getting it overhyped in my head, but the expansion was just another big, fancy, shining room with more slots and more TVs. I mean, it looked good. Don't get me wrong, it looked great, but I don't know what I was expecting. Elsewhere, downtown was just, it was a mess, as it always is. Now with, you know, dispensaries all over Vegas, the weed was everywhere. And can we talk on Fremont Street? Enough of the fat guys in thongs wanting a picture. All right, that's how we're done. There was one about every 40 feet. I don't need to see that all over Fremont Street. But it was a great trip. I really had a lot of fun, and I cannot wait to get back. It was tough trying to play catch-up the entire trip just from not getting any sleep. But all in all, a really good Holy crap, you are right. You do cut us off for 3 minutes. My bad. Sorry. Anyway, guys, had a great trip. Want to wish you guys a happy holidays. Hope you have a great Christmas and a great New Year's, and can't wait to get back out to Vegas. I'm already planning my 40th this summer. All right, see you guys. Happy holidays.
All right. All thanks right. for that call. Awesome call this last weekend, yes. this week. I posted a link to Mark had a podcast about his trip, a
cool.
short, like, 10-minute thing that I put up on Facebook yesterday as well. So if you want to hear more from him about his trip, it's worth a listen.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks for all the calls this week. We do appreciate it. Good stuff. Before we go, a couple more people to thank for Karma donations, including Inga, longtime supporter of the show. She said, Merry Christmas and thanks for the podcast and maybe a little Karma donation for a local overnight.
Oh, thank you.
Good luck. I hope it went well. Another longtime supporter of the show, Vegas Bound 13, a holiday time thank you for all that you guys do. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Looking forward to listening to you, obsessing about Vegas and laughing with you guys in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad that we provide you some sort of entertainment. thank you so much. We do appreciate it. All right. Anything
else? What podcast anniversary is it in January?
13.
Jeez.
13 fucking 13? Years.
13, really?
I think so.
Is it 2004 or 2005?
I think it's 2000. I think I it's 13.
Okay. I thought it was 12, but shit, I could know. Be wrong.
It's too many. We're still around.
It's too many.
It's too many. All right. So with that, let's wrap things up. 500bymidnight.com is the web address. 500gmail.com is the email address where you can send your WNBA hate mail. We're both on Twitter. I'm 500. She's Anita Martini. Of course, our voicemail line is 702-866-9494. We'd love to hear from you. I don't know if we're doing a show next week. It's Christmas week. We'll see. I guess it depends if there's a bunch
if
of news this week.
If there's stuff to talk about.
Then we will.
Yeah.
If not. We might take it off because it's a holiday weekend.
Yep. And I'm sure many of you are distracted with other fun things too.
We'll be seeing our Patreon folks on the 23rd.
Yes.
And that'll be fun too. So we may be back next week with another show. We might not. We'll see.
If not, have good holidays, whatever you're celebrating.
Yule and... I was trying to think of all those stupid holiday words that nobody ever actually uses.
Yule and wassail.
Wassail and general holiday cheer.
And Wenceslas.
Yes, Wenceslas to you and yours. All right, thank you for listening, emailing, commenting, and calling. We do appreciate it, and we hope that you have a wonderful holiday season. Bye.
Bye.